listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about a surprising repentance. Reading to you from 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 17 and 18, where we read, "Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, all that he did and the sin that he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Manasseh rested with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. Then his son Amnon reigned in his place." Clearly, Manasseh was one of the worst rulers over the kingdom of Judah. In the verses in front of us, it mentions that all he did and the sins that he committed. And these great sins were the terrible legacy of Manasseh, who was the son of one of the better kings of Judah, that is, Hezekiah. Yet there is an interesting clue to the rest of Manasseh's story in the words, "Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah?" 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verses 11 through 19, describes a remarkable repentance on part of this sinful king. Because Manasseh and the people of Judah would not listen to the warnings of God, the Lord allowed the Babylonians to bind the king and take him as a captive to Babylon. That's where the story takes an unexpected turn. In Babylon, and I'm reading now from 2 Chronicles chapter 33, "When he was in affliction, he implored the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers." Well, God answered that prayer and restored him to the throne. In a way he had never before known, Manasseh came to know the Lord. Manasseh went on to prove that his repentance was genuine by taking away the idols and the foreign gods from Jerusalem. And he commanded the Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 16. Now this is a wonderful example of the principle. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Manasseh was raised by a godly father, yet he lived in defiance of his father's faith for most of his life. Nevertheless, at the end of his days, he truly repented and served God. In this way, we can say that it was very true that Manasseh rested with his fathers. Yet, his repentance was too late to change the nation, the kingdom of Judah. It seems that the people were hardened in their ways, and as a whole, they did not follow Manasseh's example of repentance. As far as the effect on the people was concerned, the evil Manasseh did had more of an impact than his late-in-life repentance. What was worse, Manasseh's repentance was too late to change the destiny of the kingdom of Judah. Years later, when Jerusalem finally fell to the Babylonians, 2 Kings chapter 24, verse 34 puts the blame on Manasseh and his sins. Friends, it's wonderful when people are moved to repentance, even if it comes late in life. Yet, the longer we live in disobedience, the more consequences for sin we are likely to face. It's another reason to repent sooner rather than later. I pray God will put this wisdom to your heart, mind, and life, and that He'll do that for you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.